Greetings, people of the earth. I am Lucian Toma, recording live from Desert Bloom Permaculture and Regenerative Research and Education Farm in Anza, California. You are listening to ideas, concepts, stories, and conversations all about and for sustainability. Thank you for listening. On August 20th, after many, many requests and messages from my permaculture students and the Instagram and Facebook community, I decided to create a limited series on simple steps and ideas to get going and gain momentum in permaculture, sustainability, and regenerative work and businesses. Most of the communication from these people was in the form of questions on how they can take their passion and career in these multifaceted fields to the next level. I seemed like someone that knows what he's doing and moving seemingly fast in these fields. The overall perception came from my social media feed that has been telling the story of my progress and work. My mission in life, under the umbrella of my organization About and For Sustainability, is to inspire, empower, and support people and their work in these fields. Therefore, creating this series was a no-brainer. It brings value to those that have asked these questions and others that have not asked anything else, directly at least, individuals that want to learn and grow in this life-giving work. The truth is, I have worked on a plan and curriculum for a series on these subjects for close to a decade. Yet, because I was using most of my time to apply the concepts in my career and personal life, I never got around to sharing the lessons in a more structured way. I now do it because I discovered there is a need for this type of practical information for those that want to step into or take this type of work to the next level. Of course, this is for everyone. The first chapter / episode was streamed live on Instagram on the day of my decision, on August 20th. What follows is a transcript recording with extra information and details. The video got lost. I'm sharing this short series freely online for a limited time only. Its contents will be incorporated in a one-year-long course to train and help people step into leadership and get their regenerative and sustainability-based projects, businesses, and careers going or to the next level. The course is entitled Regenerative Leadership, Knowledge, Skills, Values, and Attitudes Conducive to Thriving Careers That Better the World. In the meantime, here's the recap of the first chapter episode of this free series. If you have been following me, you know I work in the field of permaculture, sustainability, and regenerative work. From designing and installing small and medium urban and suburban home and school ecological gardens in Southern California, to recently helping small and medium farms in Riverside County, California, to move from traditional farming to regenerative and sustainable farming. I also work with local governments in San Diego County on public education and training, on multiple sustainability-related subjects such as home composting and zero waste in restaurants. My favorite work I do is teaching permaculture design certification courses from my one-acre homestead in San Clemente, and introduction to permaculture at a local college in Mission Viejo. I'm very proud of this part of my career because this introduction to permaculture is the only permaculture course taught in higher education in California and one of the very, very, very few taught in the United States and possibly the world. Please correct me if I am wrong. If you have been following my journey, you might also know that we, myself and my partner, Anna Maria, who is a regenerative beekeeper, herbalist, urban farmer, women gatherer, and zero waste events guru, just got a 40 acres farm. The space is located in Anza, California, from where I'm recording this episode, a high desert area between Temecula and Palm Springs. Where we started as development as a permaculture and regenerative research and education farm. This is from where we are teaching our first 2 weeks intensive permaculture course in October of this year, 2019, as well as beekeeping apprenticeships and women gatherings next year in 2020. I've been working in this realm of sustainability and regenerative work for the past decade, starting in higher education, during a master's program in global leadership and sustainable development. This is where I gained my first practical knowledge and skills in the realms of sustainability, beyond the book smarts, by getting involved with student and local community organizations that operated in this field. This was my first step. This is where I also connected with like-minded people that had similar interests and complementary knowledge. Complementary skills and complementary experiences to mine. Looking back, I wish I understood better the infinite value of such communities and opportunities. So here is a first step, an idea about getting going and gaining momentum with permaculture, sustainability, and regenerative work and businesses. Get involved in communities and groups that do work in these fields, in these realms. If you are in school, this is the best place to get connected, to get knowledge, and to get experience by being involved in student and community groups. It really pays to be involved and learn as much as possible in groups that are interested and work in this field. It just happens that almost 7 years after getting involved with one of these student groups, sustainability leaders, I started a business, a very successful business, with one friend that I made there. He, Josh Briggy of Sustridge Consulting, was way smarter and more ahead than me then in this field. And since then, got even more experience with a very strong background. School is the best place to get connected, get educated, and especially to start the first projects and or businesses with other people. Great experience, lots of short and long-term benefits in this direction. If you're not in school, you can get in school. Community colleges are very affordable everywhere, and open doors to joining lots of student and community organizations and groups. When joining a major in a related field, of course, more and more community colleges offer environmental studies, sustainability, horticulture, and related majors. These are places where you can gain and deepen your knowledge, where you can connect with like-minded people with similar interests and dreams. They can become your partners. They can become your support and may open new doors for learning, connecting with opportunities, and even jobs. Professors are great sources too. They can become mentors, connectors, opportunity makers, and even employers. Josh was a great connector and volunteered many hours helping one of our program's teachers, professors. He later became the first sustainability coordinator at that school as his first job. That was an amazing resume item, and his next job was as the director of sustainability and regenerative development at a major winery. Doing the same type of work, volunteering with one of my professors during school, got me invited as a keynote speaker at a few large conventions overseas. After finishing school, of course, and one Puerto Rico trip was very, very fun as a keynote speaker. If you're not in school or cannot commit to joining a community college or university for whatever reason, time, resources, other commitments, joining courses, workshops, community gatherings, and volunteer events on a regular basis with local organizations doing work in this field is an infinitely valuable alternative approach. Doing this landed both myself and Anna Maria our most important jobs with an organization that leads the way in the field of local permaculture, sustainability, and regenerative farming. We also connected with many other opportunities, partners, supporters, and clients this way. We continue to join these opportunities in as many communities as possible and as much as we can. And we also attend free and paid webinars, lectures, panel discussions, and even city council meetings that deal with related subjects. We became aware and connected with lots of people that do work related to this field of our interest. This was the top advice I got from a seven-figure consultant, from a different yet related field of work when I started ReEarth Consulting. And as I became more connected with people through this approach, they also started to invite me to speak and lead their events, workshops, classes, and courses. Staying in touch with these people is very important. And I will explore in depth ways to connect, language to use, and other strategies to use time effectively when employing this approach in a future episode, and of course, in the Regenerative Leadership course. Overall, participating in as many of these endeavors as possible is extremely effective at getting going and gaining momentum in permaculture, sustainability, and regenerative work. Experiencing the results of this approach is an important reason why I love to organize and offer courses, classes, and community events to help people get going. Beyond that, in my courses and events, I put people in groups and create opportunities for them to do real-world projects with real clients. This has proven to be an amazing opportunity to launch into a business and career for many of my students. Many of them actually take the next step. So I'll share more about the progress some of them are developing in their lives, like Mackenzie, Morgan, Benito, Chris, Kirill, Perma Dave, Sierra, Leanna, and more. Here is a second step and idea about getting going and gaining momentum with permaculture, sustainability, and regenerative work and businesses. Surround yourself with knowledge from all types of sources in these fields. Surround yourself with knowledge from all types of sources in this field. As I learned more from being involved in these communities and volunteering for many related projects, I also discovered the value of using time properly to leapfrog experience and get ahead by continuously studying. This meant that I always studied, researched, and sought after, and continue to do so, concepts and ideas from this field, from all kinds of sources, beyond reading books, articles, and peer-reviewed research, which is very important, peer-reviewed research and expert-led publications, sometimes just perusing for ideas, and watching lots of videos and listening to lots of podcasts from thought leaders in the field, and also transforming my social media feed. So all my social media feeds, Instagram, Twitter, especially Facebook, had 20% friends updates and unrelated content, and 80% updates from organizations and individuals working in the field of permaculture, sustainability, and regenerative work. So setting up time and structures in place for intentional, conscious, and continuous learning can help you become aware of concepts, ideas, projects, practical approaches, strategies, and information that will build you a lot of very useful knowledge. And doing so helped me gather language and techniques to launch, market, and manage all of my businesses and projects. It also helped me identify possible mentors, partners, and even clients. I teach some of the details of this strategy in my permaculture design certification course. Surround yourself with and set up time and systems in place to gain knowledge in these fields from books, articles, videos, podcasts, peer-reviewed publications, social media pages, and groups. Follow thought leaders and expert organizations in these fields, and you will start being able to use their effective language and knowledge. Use the internet and your time to build your awareness and knowledge base. You may be able to talk like a pro really fast. Create a world and culture around you to expand your awareness and knowledge on what this work is all about. Learn intentionally, consciously, and continuously. And here's a bonus idea. Take notes and keep a log. Take notes and keep a log on all this knowledge. I will be discussing effective strategies on this last idea of keeping a log in a future chapter episode, and of course in the Regenerative Leadership course, way more in depth. Here is a third step and idea about getting going and gaining momentum with permaculture, sustainability, and regenerative work and businesses. Envision your future in this work. Revisit and refine your vision regularly. Envision your future in this work. Revisit and refine your vision regularly. I encountered the idea of backcasting visions and its power while applying the ideas mentioned before this one. It seemed that every successful individual or organization I encountered while being proactive in the community and studying online were great visionaries and backcasters. Success seemed to come from being able to create and refine, emphasis on refine, a vision, and the steps for achieving it working backwards rather than forward with the steps. I also observed that this approach was bringing success to organizations and individuals from other fields too, both for positive and negative outcomes. History is full of both examples. A vision is expressing an ideal and desired optimum state of being in the future. Envisioning is taking yourself to a time in the future when you achieved your goals and your dreams that at the point of envisioning may seem out of reach. They can be stated in a simple paragraph, and they are most effective when they are longer, containing lots of details on who you will be, what you will be doing, what you will be experiencing and feeling at that future date. Visions are best when they are at least 5 years in the future. It is important to revisit the vision regularly for two reasons. First, because new ideas, new desires, and new goals for that desired future state may emerge as you study and work more towards your vision. Second, because it keeps you focused on the unfolding and evolving vision at hand. Revisiting the vision can open new doors of perception on what else you need to know or do that may have not occurred to you when you first created the vision and the backwards steps, the backcasting. Backcasting is a process of creating steps, milestones to achieve back from the vision. For example, Anna Maria and I envisioned how our new farm, Desert Bloom, will be, what it will do, how it will feel, and how it would look like 5 years in the future. We did that a year ago. The vision had a lot of details. Instead of starting the steps to achieve the vision from the present point of view, as in what do we have to do right now, we envisioned the steps backwards, what we had to achieve to do and achieve in year 4, then year three, then year two, year one, then our immediate step that month, week, and day. We revisit the vision and the steps and refine them on a regular basis, almost every 3 months. It keeps us focused, excited, and we know what we have to do to bring our permaculture and regenerative research and education farm to life. Of course, the vision changes a bit every time, yet the main idea of our vision and what we have to do to achieve it stays pretty constant. And I must confess that for us, Desert Bloom Farm is a stepping vision, part of a bigger life vision. I follow the same process with Abundant for Sustainability, and revisiting and refining the vision has been extremely effective at bringing the vision to life. It works. We engage in a similar process of envisioning and creating implementation steps in all of our ecological and permaculture landscape and farm designs. And we teach this process to our students in all of our certification courses. Envisioning your future and backcasting steps to achieve it while revisiting and refining them will keep you focused, taking you a step closer to your dreams every day. The day you type down your vision for who you will be, what you will be doing, what you will be experiencing and feeling at that future date, makes that future a reality already. Here is a fourth step, an idea about getting going and gaining momentum with permaculture, sustainability, and regenerative work and businesses. Engage the genius of and. Do it all in the same time. Engage the genius of and. I encountered this idea of engaging the genius of and in a beautiful book called The Art of the Long View, a book about business strategies and approaches to adapt to any kind of economic future. This concept appeared again and again in sustainability-focused books and in lectures by successful eco-entrepreneurs. What engaging this genius of and means is that you can implement multiple strategies and approaches to achieving a goal at the same time, rather than in a specific order. Get involved in communities to learn from others and hands-on experiences, and follow your strategies to learning intentionally, consciously, and continuously from different sources, and work and create your vision and backcasting steps. And all the other steps and ideas that I will be sharing in a future chapter and episode. This is systems thinking, not linear thinking. And we are actually naturally wired to think and act in this way. This is a result of millennia of evolving with and in nature, the subject of a future conversation. You can engage the genius of and at any time and all the time. Four more steps will be shared in the upcoming chapter/episode of this free series on simple steps and ideas to get going and gain momentum in permaculture, sustainability, and regenerative work and businesses. It will be available online for a limited time only, yet shareable and savable to all. Wink, wink. This is my way of giving back to you, my fellow human, who I know is giving back a lot to us all, to our planet and our future. It is you who I am doing it for and hope that you find value in this endeavor. If you do find value in this chapter, episode, and series, or you have any questions, or you need assistance with your journey in permaculture, sustainability, or regenerative work, drop me a line here on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, or my email, info@aboutandforsustainability.com. Please share this content with others on your social media or via email or any other way. Myself and the team at Abounding for Sustainability explore these subjects to a certain depth in our permaculture design certification courses. The next 2 weeks intensive course at our new farm starts in October, and you are invited to join. We will also explore this content in great depth in our upcoming one-year-long regenerative leadership course in 2020 also. You can register your intention to possibly join this course that will help you kickstart or enhance your permaculture sustainability and regenerative business and or project in the form below. This is it for episode chapter 1. Thank you for listening. Sincerely, I am Lucian Toma, committed to inspire, empower, and support sustainability at the individual, community, and worldwide level. This was recorded from Desert Bloom Permaculture and Regenerative Research and Education Farm.